balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Your product is amazing. I can't believe how much different I feel. My energy level is off the chain. You know, I'm 67 years old as of yesterday. Okay, and it's off the chain. I'm out there. I'm in business for myself, and I'm out there doing a young buck game, and they can't keep up with me. I sleep better. I eat better. I don't know, man. I think the product, if I'd have known eating this much fruit and vegetables would have done this to me when I was a kid, I've been eating them like this ever since I was young.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code Kate.
Think while it's still legal. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Our world is increasingly more interconnected and interdependent. That is especially true when it comes to the climate crisis, which is why we will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together as we continue to work operating from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together on to galvanize global action.
In other news,
hi there, welcome. Sorry, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I always love Kamala word salad because it just, I mean, the clips come every day. I've lost IQ points listening to her. I don't even know. How does anyone keep a straight face? Uncle Melty.
I think a lot of people appreciate her. It makes them feel smart.
If you're a rock, you feel smarter today. All righty. I don't know even what she said. It was a lot of work togethers. I'm not quite sure on what. All righty. Welcome. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. We're live today. Dr. Pesta joins us in the last and final hour of the show. And boy, we have a lot. Tomorrow we have Dr. Naomi Wolf and then the next, and also Catherine Engelbrecht tomorrow from True the Vote. We've got a lot of guests. And I have to say, I love this guest. Mark Herr is on with us right now from Center for Self-Governance, talking about United We Pledge and all kinds of different things going on. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing good. I was just thinking I want to invest in French dressing or Thousand Island dressing for that word salad, right?
She gives a whole new meaning to it. I don't think we've ever had somebody so inept. Well, there's King Fried a lot, but I mean, there's just, it's amazing to me that she can get in front of a microphone. And who writes her speeches?
Everybody's quitting in her staff. So maybe she is.
Maybe it's bizarre. Yeah. All right. So we have a lot to talk about on today's show, as you could probably imagine. Tell me a little bit, Mark. Center for Self-Governance, what do you guys do?
We're a nonprofit. We teach leadership and systematic politics. We teach structure of government. And nice. Our goal is to train leaders around the country in the 3,000 counties to learn how to communicate with people they hate.
There you go. So that's wrapped up in a bow. I like that. And United We Pledge, what is this?
So United We Pledge is a nonprofit, and they are based in Utah, and their objective is faith, family, freedom, and they're going to be doing some amazing things. Mm-hmm. Right now they have a village-to-village run started in Alabama. This gentleman named Tom Jones, he's an extreme athlete. He's running 76 marathons in 76 days, and he's going to end up in Utah, and they're going to do groundbreaking for their second project, which is the American Village of the West, so that young people from around the country will be able to go to these old buildings, rebuilt old buildings, and interact with interpreters and learn about American history. And then finally, the most exciting is they are working on the America 250 project, and that is us getting our fireworks and our snow, our jet skis and our beers or whatever we got to do, right, so we can get ready to have the biggest freaking party on July 4th, 2026.
There you
That's
go.
What they do.
Yeah.
And I'm partnered with them, and I'm so honored to be a part
nice.
Of their journey.
I like that. I like that. So tell me about Center for Self-Governance. I mean, what do you guys, how do you educate? What do you do? Like, what happens with?
Well, so we have classes, and for, you know, you've got all these parents. They're domestic terrorists now, right?
I'm a total domestic terrorist.
Yeah, all in favor, right?
Yeah.
So domestic terrorists got labeled, parents got labeled terrorists last year for showing up to school board meetings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Jim Jordan came out recently in the last couple days and said, hey, there's FBI whistleblowers, agents who are starting to get really concerned that terrorism tools are being used to surveil parents and stuff. We already, and you and I already kind of know that's already happening.
Right.
But now parents are starting to feel that pain.
Right.
And so we have a school government class so that parents can go to a place and say, this is how it works in Utah or Illinois or Alabama. How does the government work where I live? Because I'm interacting, they're not listening to me, and I'm labeled a terrorist now.
Right.
What do I do? So we have that kind of class. And then for folks who want to go a little further, we have leadership. How do I lead in the midst of this word salad nonsense?
Yeah, gobbledygook.
Right? Gobbledygook. Mm-hmm. And then the A.G. Garland. And
sure.
I'm gonna weaponize the FBI against parents. How ridiculous can we get?
Yeah.
Right? So we have structure of government and leadership classes to empower people in their community to learn how to interact, not with the people they hate so much, but with the government that they love or learning to love, and then replacing them with leaders who respect that system of government.
Wow. What got you started in this?
Well, for me, I'm a retired military guy. I used to work on military aircraft. Mm-hmm. And I went to a political meeting way back in the domestic terrorism days of the Tea Party movement.
Yes, that awful group.
Yeah, the deplorables, right?
Okay.
The insanity.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't grow up in America. I was born in England, raised in Korea, served in Japan my entire Air Force career. And then I came back to America and I got the shock of partisan politics.
Yeah.
And I went to this meeting in March of 2009 and we just were like, why are you here? And everyone's like, Obama's not a real president. And I mean, all the immigration, Second Amendment. And I'm a mechanic. And I'm like, those are all symptoms of a problem. And so when it came to me, I said to them, I was like, Kate, what's the problem?
Right.
Can you name the problem? Is it the left? Is it communism? Is it globalism? Is it the Bilderbergers? I mean, I don't know. Who is it? What is it?
Right.
And
all the above. Yeah.
All the above. And I got into this crazy debate and I was like, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to create division. Can anybody tell me what system of government we have? Because I didn't know. I was being genuine.
You heard a lot of the word democracy. We're democracy. No, we're not.
Right? Yeah. All kinds. And so that began my journey in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And then John McCain got involved.
Mm-hmm.
And he called the IRS and our organization, our little Tea Party in Memphis, Tennessee. We had got the person who was working for whatever her name was from the IRS. I can't remember. Lois Lerner.
Mm-hmm.
We got the person who worked directly for her. They called us up and like, we want your names, addresses, how much money, blah, blah, blah.
That does not surprise me.
And we said, you know, do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
So
here's a signal for
you. Here's a signal for you. And then next thing you know, we were on hold and we couldn't get anywhere. And then it was crazy. Like the Republican Party in Tennessee started coming after us. And we're like, what's going on?
You were probably shocked.
My grandfather was field commissioned in Paris just at the end of World War II when it was Army Air Force. My dad was Air Force and I was Air Force and we served overseas. And I just kind of grew up nostalgic. America first, save America, flags, patriots, you know, pie, stuff. And now I'm a white supremacist?
You're a white straight guy. That's not.
I'm
a
domestic terrorist.
Yeah,
I'm a
not the thing to be now.
Nationalist fascist. I was like, what happened to me?
Right.
And I grew up in a strong family. Sticks and stones break my bones, but labels can't hurt me.
Right.
Yep.
Whoa. Wait a second.
Right.
Labels are dangerous in our lifetime right now. So that got me started asking the question: what's the problem? What's the system? I formed Center for Self Governance with three other folks. It was Tennessee Center for Self Governance at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, seven states in 2013, 43 states as of today. We've
That's
got over
awesome.
6,000 students, about 340 plus students that are now in elected positions around the state.
Nice. So you're working with them.
We
do. To make some strides.
To teach them how to be leaders.
Right.
In keeping our republic.
Yeah.
And what is a republic?
Right.
How do you keep it?
Right.
That we answer those kind of questions in our training. Because when we get involved, we know there's a problem. Parents get involved and next thing you know, they're cited and trespassed.
Mm-hmm.
There's over 20 plus right. parents in the state of Utah. Yeah. Over 1,400 parents across the United States have been cited, trespassed, and some arrested. Mm-hmm. We know that 24 have had FBI surveilling right. them
yeah.
in the United States. So we gather those parents because they're freaked out, they're panicked, and they're angry, and they want something done.
Right, right, right.
Right. You ever heard the phrase, when mama's not happy, no one's happy?
Yeah. We live that phrase at my house.
Well, guess what? I think the American mom,
yeah,
the American mom mm-hmm. Across the United States, they're not happy right now.
No.
And whether they're Democrat moms or independent moms or Republican moms, we train them all.
Yeah.
We train them all.
I like that. And then what got you, I know we only have a few minutes left, but then what got you into the pledge, the United We Pledge? Because I think that sounds really fantastic. I'm going to talk to you more about this locally on a local hour, but what got you into this?
So I got a phone call from the CEO of mm-hmm. Balance of Nature, mm-hmm. and they had been to the January 6th, yeah. election integrity protest.
Right.
And next thing you know, they are being censored and yeah. canceled and all this other stuff. And it was like, well, wait a second. And so he ended up calling me and saying, you know, I've heard a lot about your organization, and I want my employees to learn civics. I want the ones who want to know.
Good.
And so he brought us in. We've been over a year now training. And then I called him up in
Love
October of last year, and I said, hey, Lex Howard, I said, hey, I think we have a leadership vacuum in the United States. People are trying to lead, but for some reason we're losing. Mm-hmm. What do you think we can do? And he had been working behind the scenes with one of his colleagues, Dennis Levitt, the president of United We Pledge. And they're like, you know what? This might be a way right. solution.
Right.
And so they brought United We Pledge to the front. We went out
Love
to Alabama.
This.
It's called the American Village. It's been mm-hmm. out. It's just this hidden golden gem in Alabama, Montevallo, Alabama. So you guys are listening. You go out, check it out. It's for your kids. They have It's amazing. It's just hidden
yeah,
in
right.
the middle of nowhere, Alabama. And Lex called me up one day and says, we need to do this in Utah.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So United We Pledge, Balance of Nature, Center for Self-Governance, they're on this amazing journey with the village-to-village run right now.
So cool.
The breaking
Across
of the ground
country.
Of the American Village of the West, and then celebrating our 250th birthday.
Where do people go to find information on that?
So unitedwepledge.org.
Okay. I love this. I love Balance of Nature, though. When I was researching products, because I knew everybody needed to take a food supplement, but I didn't know which one, because I knew that our food supply was just utter crap. And so we weren't getting the nutrients, and everybody's immune systems are down.
Yep.
And so I'm a big advocate of Balance of Nature, because they are such a clean fruits and vegetables, dialed down 31 fruits and vegetables a day. And you know,
compact.
Get extra for food storage, because it keeps, and nothing in your food storage is as powerful as that, I promise you. So get extra. I keep telling people this every day, get extra, get extra, get extra. Have it in your food storage. But I love this product, and I love that they're doing this. That's really, really cool of them.
And I was joking with them the other day. I'm uh-huh. like, so you guys are Balance of Nature, and CSG is Balance of Human Nature. We combine those two together. Everybody will have healthy leaders who know how to talk to people they hate.
What could be better? I mean, come on, this is awesome. No, we're talking with Mark Herr and Center for Self-Governance. I like that you're out there teaching, and this is kind of what the show's all about too, is getting to the core of who we are as a people to find out the real problem and the real problems behind all of these things we're seeing in society right now, and trying to fix them, and education. So that's huge.
Yep.
I really appreciate you, Mark.
I really appreciate what you guys
for coming
do.
On.
Thank you
yeah,
so much for having me
you
on.
You bet. And we're going to come right back. We have a lot to talk about. Of course, three shootings with King Fraudulot in office. And so we'll talk about those. And also all the propaganda behind war, what the headlines read. This is how you know you're being propagandized when a war is coming on. And also, well, there's in a lot of different areas, actually. So we're going to come right back. Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com. You're also going to find Balance of Nature at the bottom. There's a link there as well. And we'll be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I want to break free. I want to break free. I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied. I don't need you. I've got to break free.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Oh, boy. How are you today? I hope you're well. Big thank you to Mark Herr for Center for Self-Governance coming on. He trains a lot of people in politics to kind of go after the issues and how to deal with some of the hardcore leftism going on, if you will. And so glad about that. And, of course, Uncle Milty's with me.
Yeah.
Does that mean? Yeah.
Yep.
We're live today. I spent the weekend in the mountains, and so I was not in range. What a blessing that was. Can I just tell you? Anyway.
Were you camping?
I was camping. I was roughing it, man. And so I was out of range. And let me just tell you, I missed all the shootings. There were three. That's so amazing on King Fraudalot's watch here.
Well, the good part is they missed you.
Yes. And so I didn't comment about them all weekend. And I got home to a whole bunch of notices, you know, and I fully expect them to be ramping this up. And when I say shootings, I mean that in quotes. I really do, because I don't know of any other time in history when the bad guy likes to tell you why he did it. Or we know why the bad guy did it, the motive, within seconds. It's a faster than a Law and Order episode. It is faster than an hour. We get to find out it's either motivated by racial hatred, right? Isn't that what it is, right? They
always
have the... So I also had this Psaki clip. You know, I can't stand listening to Psaki. I don't know who on earth could. But this is Psaki answering why, when that event happened, when the car plowed over the people, what state was that in?
That was Waukesha.
Yes. So she was answering why the president, King Fraudalot, didn't go there. That was in December, right? December 2021?
It was at the end of November for their Christmas parade.
That's right. Here's this clip.
And then last one. Since the president said that this administration is monitoring the situation in Waukesha closely, it has been revealed by prosecutors that the assailant swerved his truck side to side as part of an intentional act to run over as many people as possible. Six people are dead. Some children remain hospitalized. Why hasn't the president visited the members of this Christmas parade attack?
Well, I would say first, as you saw the president convey last week, our hearts
go out
to this community, to the people in Waukesha, that we've been in touch, obviously, with officials there, and we're all watching as people are recovering, and this is such a difficult time of year for this to happen. It's a difficult any time. Obviously, any president going to visit a community requires a lot of assets, requires taking their resources, and it's not something that I have a trip previewed at this point in time, but we remain in touch with local officials, and certainly our hearts are with
their hearts are with them. They just don't really want to go there because it doesn't really fit the narrative of the agenda of gun control in the nation. Because when you have shooters that fit a profile, like a young loner, 18-year-old psychotic, that fits.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's always the same MO, right? Yeah. You get they're between 18 and 30. They're a loner. The news totally describes them as psycho. And they're the ones that just suddenly break out and do something, you know, not given drugs at all, not part of any program or anything like that, right? Just total psycho on their own. And so the president goes there, though. When those things happen. I mean, when things like that happen, that drives him to those places, King Fraudalot.
I never realized that the number one symptom of being a psychopath was also being a white supremacist.
Yes. Well, it goes hand in hand.
Yeah. And I never knew that.
Yes. If you're between the ages of 18 and 30, if you maybe been in contact with some intelligence agencies, and if you are just a complete psycho and you've made a couple of posts saying what a white supremacist you are, and then it is known that you're a white supremacist after that. That's pretty much the MO.
Or got a bad discharge from the Marine Corps.
Something like that. It fits within the parameter of who's doing the shootings, pretty much. The ones they pay attention to in the media, anyway. There are suddenly going to be some random ones across the country. This is why you have under 1% gun violence in the country, about 13,000 to 15,000 deaths a year, which is nothing comparatively to a population of 331 million. Although when they get the right circumstance, and what I mean is you have the between 18-year-old and 30-year-old loner male who has no friends but does make a couple social media posts about exactly why he would do something if he was going to do it and totally paint the motive. So nobody even has to wonder. There's no wondering about the motive. When you have that situation, then it fits perfectly into the gun control messaging. And then you get the gun, everybody on camera within the first few minutes going, oh, about gun control. It's more about gun control than it is the event that happened. Yeah. So,
and before anyone gets too nervous about guns and, and the possibility of these kind of shootings, realize that over the last five decades, 99.99999% okay. have survived the shootings.
Okay. So, a wee bit of a problem here in the fact that it seems to always, for the most part, be the same MO. It's like they just, I don't know, it's like they have a mold of who a shooter is. It's always dipped in hate, you know, they're dipped in hate for no apparent reason, and they love to showcase this. It's the fastest. I mean, the police are out of a job. They're out of a job. They don't even have to wonder anymore because they've got the motive within 10 seconds. That's always fun. You know, that's always a good way to, you know, not have the police have to do any work.
And it's always the type of person and the motive that that gets the huge, vast number of minorities riled up.
Oh, yes. Yes. I agree. It's interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. We're live today on a Monday. Go right ahead.
Since this weekend, I haven't heard the word toxicology. I want a toxicology report on this clown.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't get him from anybody.
Yeah, true.
The guy down in Vegas, where's that? I asked for that when that happened.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it.
I know. Thank you.
The police officer that arrested him, I'm calling him out for dereliction of duty.
There you go. There you go. So there's the one of the shootings was in my neck of the woods that I grew up in. And then, of course, Buffalo supermarket mass shooting.
A supermarket.
Yeah. Well, you want to, all I can say is that you do things, how do I say this without people jumping down my throat? You can't feel safe anywhere. That's your message. You can't feel safe anywhere. So, Oregon Governor Kate Brown took a moment to address the Buffalo mass shooting. This is Jerry Brown's sister. Lovely family. Calling the shooting senseless and a stain in our country. During a press conference on the state's upcoming wildfires. They know they're going to have a ton of them. Probably weapon directed, but okay. And this is what she said before we dive in today. I want to acknowledge the horrific shooting in Buffalo this weekend, because I know when I'm talking about Buffalo, the first thing I do is go to Oregon's governor for comment. CNN. It's just natural. You go to Oregon and you ask them for comment. So this is the message from her. Every person should be able to go to the store on a Saturday morning and return home safely. That's why I say, you're not safe anywhere, and it can happen at every single grocery store known to man. That's the message. So are you guys getting that message loud and clear from the mainstream? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Uncle Melty.
Hey. Hi there.
Yeah, this is Bill from Meridian, Idaho.
Hi there.
And tomorrow is the primary. This is our opportunity to get some good people in and get rid of some bad people and get them out of our legislature.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just encouraging all your Idaho listeners.
Nice.
Tell your friends, tell everybody you know, get out there and cast your vote and let's make a change here.
Awesome. Thank you very much for that, Meridian, Idaho. Really appreciate you guys. Oh, by the way, on Mark Herr, if you want more information, text CSG, text it to 53445, and you'll get lots of text messages from them on what's coming up, you know. Text CSG, that's right? Yes, CSG 53445, by the way. Forgot to mention that.
You know, it's amazing to me how poorly trained this white supremacist kid was.
I mean,
because he actually shot two white people.
Oh, well.
Out of the 13. Now,
no
one's
safe,
predominantly
though,
they were black. But
no one's safe. That's the message.
Right.
No one's safe. They really do want that message to come out, should I say, loud and clear. That's why you have a church and a supermarket. Can't be safe anywhere because gun violence, because even though it's under way under 1% in the nation and always has been because we have gun ownership, they want to do away with guns. And the best way is to have multiple shootings. Sorry,
however, you can feel safe when 32 people attack a Walmart and start shoplifting. That's right. Not a problem.
Right.
As long as they don't shoot.
Yeah. So, So the gunman killed 10 people, wounded 3 others, Buffalo, New York. You guys know the deal if you were paying attention over the weekend. One source, they never name, told CNN the call lasted 30 minutes and sought to inform state and local law enforcement officials about the details of the Buffalo case, including the timeline of when the gunman acquired his weapons and how the suspect ended up at that location. I always enjoy a good hour-long Law & Order episode when I find out all there is to know leading up about this mysterious, quote-unquote, gunman. I mean, it fills in all the holes so that you don't have to do any thinking. There's no, like, thinking or connecting any dots or anything. You just get the info just like that.
Every single media source from coast to coast that did the story on the Buffalo shooting calls it a racist attack.
Of course. It's American Psycho racist attack. And we know for certain he was a white supremacist. Okay. Is it me? Am I getting cynical? Because the first thing that I saw when I saw 3 of these, I went, oh, they're ramping up before midterms for gun control. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
That you did too, right?
Absolutely, because I honestly believe there's just a generic psychopath that exists
well,
out there.
Nah, no, I don't think so. Hi, caller. Well, between the ages of 18 and 30, yes. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, there's an opinion on the net that something on Ukraine news, the U.S. Admiral Eric Olson, highly decorated special ops commander, was captured at that steel plant in Ukraine that they've had on lockdown for the last 2 months, and he looks like skin and bones.
Interesting.
So they're starving him out, and they got a U.S. Admiral.
Huh.
And his name is Eric Olson. For anybody who's concerned, that might be the reason that Alex Jones said that was going to happen.
Interesting.
That they were going to have shootings and stuff.
Yeah.
They timed the shooting to cover up this story, maybe.
Huh.
Eric Olson. Look up Admiral Eric Olson and see if you can find his story.
Okay.
Ukraine news here.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Love it. I love these phone calls.
Hmm.
We're gonna come right back. I'm going to go over the points that they bring you in the news for war propaganda. This is how you know you're being propagandized when it comes to war. But there is no doubt in my mind that you could take that same list and turn it into one for shootings in America. There's not a doubt in my mind. So when we come back, be thinking about that. And I'll ask you for some call-ins so that we can get your opinion on that as well. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Dr. Pesta joins us next in the next hour.
Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby was asked by a reporter if any of the weaponry we are giving to Ukraine could be captured by the Russians and reverse engineered. There's no reason to worry about that. The Russians made a deal with Afghanistan and have all the weaponry they can work on reverse engineering that we left in Afghanistan. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023, HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Hey, everybody. This is a special you need to be aware of for Father's Day. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives, but he didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. Now he's done it again with My Slippers. Now, listen, this is the first time he's ever done this and gone this far, but for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue. And it's also made with quality leather suede. So make sure you go to mypillow.com and put in the code word Kate, and you're going to be able to get this deal. And it's for our listeners. So happy to be able to bring this to you. But what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free. So make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them. Thanks, you guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. My basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want your freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You got to keep America.
Show. Yep. They don't play that song anymore on the radio for a reason. Yeah. Don't let them take your gun. They're not, you're never going to hear that on the radio, except for this show. Welcome back. Make sure and get over to MyPillow. This is the perfect time, you guys, to order up some Father's Day gifts. And you're going to get them in time, and it's going to be, I swear to you, the robes, the slippers, the sheets, the towels, all of these things are amazing. The loungewear for men is fantastico. And the robe, my husband loves a robe. And the slippers, Uncle Milty wears them outside.
Yep.
I'm not kidding you when I say these are some of the most phenomenal products, and you're also going to be helping the show, and we really need it. So please, by all means, go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate. Also, with Balance of Nature, put in the code word Kate, okay? This is, they're fantastic products that you really do need to get for yourself. And then, of course, they help the show too. But I'm serious when I say there's only a few products I'm going to back 100%. And these are those things. Go to the homepage on the bottom is my sponsors. And when you link from there as well, you get those terrific savings. Put in the code Kate, though, for sure, on the promo code. So it's not as if I'm so jaded as to not think that if the deaths are real, and I know I have to say that in this day and age, if the deaths are real, my heart goes out to those people that were randomly gunned down. Okay? If the deaths were real. If the deaths are not real, there's a whole nother problem we've got as a country. When I think back to the subway thing, sorry, but yeah, I'm not quite sure that was as real as people think. But a false flag means that we blame the wrong person, right? We blame the entity that was either coordinated to do something or acting in behalf of intelligence agencies that trained them and drugged them. But there still can be real victims. So I'm always aware of that. I'm not so jaded as to not be aware of that. And I hope I don't come across, you know, so jerkish that I'm like, oh, who cares about death? That's not me at all. If you know me, that's not me.
I'm not so sure it's a matter of being jaded. I think it's just a matter of being a realist, because we live in a world today where communication is so rapid that it's just as easy to lie as it is to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. And it's so fast and quick, you can't verify it.
Like Fauci, Fake G says, comes out and talks about the normalization of lies. And I have a great clip about that. He talks about the normalization of lies and then tells all the lies they even told about Trump that weren't true.
Mm-hmm.
And goes through them as he keeps saying, the normalization of these things. And so we have that in our society. And since 2012, when they legalized propaganda to us, we've had it on steroids. So think about all the shootings and all those things. And it's always the mask, the lone gunman sitting in a basement, no friends. And now today it's he wore a hazmat suit to school. I mean, I'm sorry, but there are a lot of these kinds of people that are often manipulated by intelligence programs and drugs to do these events.
That and the pervasive evil in the world today,
mm-hmm,
honestly operates on the ends justify the means, yeah, principle.
Right.
They don't care.
Well, no, and in 2 seconds, all you're hearing is gun control, gun control, yep, gun control. This is why in the past, maybe I need to do this again soon, is we took the shooting from San Ysidro down in San Diego from 1980, I think it was 81, 1981, 82, something along those lines. And it was a big mass shooting by this guy in San Diego. And the news kept saying, we don't know the motive, but when we do, we'll bring that to you. Okay. And they did the coverage. It wasn't 24 hours, but it, because we didn't have that back then.
Right.
But what we had was the news going, you know, we don't know why he did this, who would do this. And it was a random shooting, they said, at McDonald's, but who would do this? And they didn't know. Now all of a sudden they know. They always know the motive, and they're telling you the motive within a few seconds. That's not truthful.
Not the way it works.
It's not the way it works. And so the bad guys, and usually the ones that are dead, don't tell you exactly what they... That's why the source that CNN had to say, well, we know exactly what he did. Here's the timeline. I mean, come on, you guys. That's a bad Law and Order episode. That's... Go ahead.
You know, the reason they can get away with that with so many people is because the probability is there actually is no motive. They're just a psychopath.
Well, they're either
that's
that
not
or they're,
a motive.
Or they're heavily controlled psychopath.
However you become a psychopath.
Yeah. They're a heavily... I would say we have more of that than we ever care to know. I think we have more. And that's because, and I don't say that just to serve you up some word salad like Kamala. I say that because there have been accounts where parents of these types of individuals have come out and said, all of a sudden, there was an organization that was best friends with my kid. And all of a sudden, my kid had a driver's license he couldn't have. And all of a sudden, my kid was sitting in a van by a bank with a bomb in the back. I mean... This is the kind of thing where the parents come out and go, why were these groups of people from intelligence agents suddenly around my kid in his 20s, where he had already some mental issues going on or some problems? And then I think they're very coerced into doing some of these things. Sorry, but just have to be honest today after hearing about these shootings. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hey.
Hi there. Go right ahead. Yeah, go right ahead.
So I totally agree how opportunistic it is that all of these things happen right before the midterms.
Yep.
But isn't it funny that every single one of these that they decide that they're going to take and run with, they have a manifesto. So
of course.
18-year-old, the manifesto, right? That
right.
they obviously ended up pulling down. But in the manifesto, he lists why he's doing all of this. And his biggest reason was... first off, he started out about 12 as a communist.
Sure.
And then he kind of went extremely liberal and extremely leftist. But he says, the whole reason I want to do this, in a nutshell, is I want the gun laws to crack down more on good people. He chose a grocery store. He chose New York because the people in New York can only have 10 rounds. That means he has less of a chance of having anybody actually carry or actually coming after him. So, again, what does that tell you? And they're going to bury that. They took down the manifesto.
Right.
But
right.
that's the whole reason. Mm-hmm. And, of course, his big idols are, you know, the guy up in Norway who shot up everybody and then the one who shot the mosque out in Australia.
I would expect no less.
Tucker Carlson.
Right.
Again, you don't hear that, and there's a reason why, but they're going to use that at every turn so that they can push getting rid of guns, they can take away your freedoms, and they can drum up. It's the dog whistle, right?
Yep.
We'll just use the term against them. It's their dog whistle to get their base to go nutso and come out at midterms.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Why aren't they a Satanist? You never hear that. I mean, why aren't they? It's always the same exact MO. That's what's so... They're not even trying anymore to put out anything different to make it... I mean, it's just a... It's an open and shut case, complete with a manifest. Complete. I mean, my gosh, it's like manna from heaven if you were a cop and trying to investigate a case. A manifesto, a secret source that calls in that tells you all about it. I mean, there's no police work to be done. It's amazing. It's like finding out who did 9/11 when the passports fell from heaven. Remember when the passport or the little picture fell from not charred, nothing? Plane couldn't even see a door handle. But the passport came drifting down out of the air. So we knew exactly who did it within 2 seconds. I mean, my gosh, that's always nice to know who the perpetrator is within 2 seconds, I think. What do you think, Uncle Milty?
I think it's 99% of what happens anymore is fiction.
Yep. That's where I'm at. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I've listened to Meet the Press and also Face the Nation yesterday, and they had exactly the two people, same two people, talk on both of them saying exactly the same thing. It was so coordinated. And the gun control was the big one of the big push, but there was one something being pushed much more so. And gun control, they said, kept saying sensible gun legislation, of course, but they're saying we have no option. They have to go. Here's one quote on gun control. It is not free. Oh, no, that's a free speech. Let me get to the other issue they brought up. Freedom of speech is the problem. They made that very, very clear. One quote is, it is not free speech to hate indiscriminately. And then they went out and said, we got to go after the platforms. And this is no option. It has to be done. We have to remove this language. We have to remove these people from the Internet. So this, they're hitting this even harder than the gun control that to go use this as an excuse to go after our freedom of speech. And of course, it's just the opposite. They're going after our freedom of speech to create lies and disinformation.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Yeah, it's true. I hate to be, I know I sound cynical. You get out of a weekend in the mountains, you get three shootings just in time for them to do something about gun control. And all the speeches are about gun control. And everybody knows the narrative and everybody knows the reason and everybody knows the motive. And I mean, that was fast. Three shootings and you know the motive to every single one of them within by the end of the weekend. It's the same day, in fact. Done.
But they still can't catch the guy that robbed the local liquor store.
It's and of course King Fraud-A-Lot can't go to one event but can go to another if the other is within the agenda of what they're trying to do. See, and you had a picture of a lot of black assailants with guns, right?
Yeah, I did.
Uh-huh. And nothing there.
Shootings, these assailants that were involved in mass shootings, they were all black. And yet, I don't remember hearing one article about any of them.
Yeah. Well, you know what the difference is? If you're an intelligence agency and you pick a white 18 to 30-year-old with maybe some non-social skills and maybe some mental problems, and you tell them they might have a job in the CIA or the FBI and they're willing to do something to have that job. If you were to do the same to a black guy, probably not going to happen. He's probably going to go, no, I know exactly what you're going to do to me if I'm your patsy. So that's how I kind of see it, is it's easier to get somebody that thinks they might have a job or a promise of a job into some sort of situation where they're easily manipulated. Sorry, that's what I think. I don't think you can get a black guy to do that most of the time. I think they might be kind of aware that they might be, you know, the victim of something they're about to perpetrate.
Well, this group of shooters that this photo is of were all mass shootings that have occurred between February and the end of April of this year.
Right.
And they're all over the country. It's not like they're a central location. Vegas, Arkansas, Sacramento, Iowa, Brooklyn subway shooter in Virginia. So how is it that none of these stories made big national news, and yet one 18-year-old kid in Buffalo, New York,
because
is
all we talk about? It's the narrative. He's the American psycho who had, you know, the manifesto, the, you know, everything about him already, and it's just against black people.
Yeah, well,
apparently with this liberal progressive movement, the black people are never the perpetrators. It's just the white people on black people perpetrator.
Yeah, and that's my point, though, is we have to start waking up to this and understanding that these types of shootings happen not just to white supremacists.
Right.
You know,
no, it's true. Here's the rules, and we forgot to go here. Rules of war propaganda. We do not want war. They alone are guilty of war. The enemy is the devil. They defend a noble cause. The enemy kills children. They come up with this whole line every single time we go to war. And then tomorrow, the next day, what I want to do is kind of go through that and go through, because we forgot that we couldn't get there today. But they have the same one for shootings.
Mm-hmm.
The exact same things happen in the ones that fit the narrative. Because some shootings are real.
Oh, yeah.
And the ones that fit the narrative, though, the ones that the mainstream gets behind completely, where you know everything about the event, those are the ones pay particular attention to, and you know how propagandized we all are in that.
Yep.
Right? All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Duke Pesta on The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a 3-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a 4-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now, as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey, guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it.